Senate Democrats are still trying to lure a couple of holdout votes to pass their social spending bill. And to get the votes needed, they're now proposing to tax the rich. Part one is a new tax on billionaires. Part two, a minimum tax rate on large corporations. And to break this down a little bit more with us, let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. And Kelsey, let's start with this billionaires tax. How would it work?
Well, Democrats say that the new rules would apply to about 700 people. Now, those are people who earn more than $100 million a year or have more than $1 billion in assets. And it's assessed over 3 years. So they would have to show that they had those earnings or had those assets for 3 years before they would be taxed. Those billionaires would then have to report how much their assets gained or lost each year. Then they'd be taxed on those gains and they could write off the losses if losses occurred. You know, and when it comes to more complicated things like interest in a business or in real estate, they'd only pay when there's a sale, but there would be an extra fee that's kind of like paying interest on, you know, a very big sale that would be applied there. The idea, Democrats say, is to try to tap into a group of people, these very, very rich people who don't pay annual income taxes because much of their wealth is not derived from income that they earn, like most everyday Americans, but from the assets that they hold and the investments that they hold.
I gather this is also going to be the subject of legal challenges. But then there is this 15% minimum tax rate on companies with more than $1 billion in profits. If you add these up, does that raise enough of the money that Democrats want?
Well, that is really a big question right now. We haven't seen the details of exactly how much the official scorekeepers in Congress think these ideas could raise. We'll also say that this billionaire tax has been controversial. You mentioned legal challenges there, but there would first be a lot of political challenges to moving forward with this. There are, you know, the tax writing chair in the House, Richard Neal of Massachusetts, has said that he has concerns about this. There are also concerns among some Senate Democrats about whether or not the tax on billionaires could be functional and could move forward.
Well, much of this has been a dance with Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. Where are they on these?
Well, we know that Kyrsten Sinema supports the idea of the corporate minimum tax, which is that 15% minimum tax on really big corporations that earn more than $1 billion. But there has been a chillier reception to the billionaire tax. Joe Manchin has raised some concerns about it. I will say that they are in the heat of negotiations right now. And this, as we speak, they are negotiating heavily in the attempt to get some sort of deal by the end of today. So the support for this may hinge on how much the president gets engaged in trying to bring Manchin and Sinema to an agreement to basically say that this has to get done. They have to move forward. It has been very tenuous and very I've watched the dynamics of this change hour to hour and minute to minute over the past couple of days, and it is very much in flux.
Right. It's definitely kept you on your toes and so many, all the journalists covering this. Big picture, I mean, does this increase the chances that this social spending bill actually passes? We have been talking about this for quite a while.
Well, the idea that the Senate is willing to come forward with explicit and legislative text for the ideas for paying for this is a sign that they're more serious and more able to move forward with a plan than they were even just a couple of weeks ago. That said, if they can't get people to agree on the things they're putting into legislative text, it really doesn't move them off of the place where we've been for, as you said, many weeks and months now, which is that one faction of the Democratic Party supports policies that the other part of the party does not.
Right. With the few seconds I have left with you, you said how this changes minute to minute, hour by hour. What are you watching for over the next few hours?
I'm waiting to see if there will be an agreement on paid family leave. That's one of the things that has been floating out there. I'm looking to see if there will be an agreement on Medicare and Medicaid. Those seem to be some of the biggest open questions on the policy front. And I'm watching to see if Joe Manchin in particular is able to find a way to embrace the billionaire tax.
That's NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.